From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish government is meeting to discuss a course of action after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont suspended a threatened declaration of independence following an October referendum in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spain's foreign minister called it trickery. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is expected to address Parliament. Puigdemont said the moment requires an easing of tensions, but also compromise. The Catalan leader signed a document proclaiming full sovereignty. Puigdemont has been under intense international pressure to avoid declaring independence, which Madrid called illegal. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, accused him of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. Atlantic Council's Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo said the Catalan leader appeared to sow confusion among his supporters.
What we've seen today was definitely disappointing for the pro-independence movement. There were thousands of people in Barcelona awaiting the declaration of independence, and once he mentioned the suspension, a lot of people just went home and accused the president of treason.
More than 40% of Catalans took part in the referendum October 1st, 90% voting for independence. Vote counting is underway following Liberia's presidential election Tuesday to replace incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's served the mandatory constitutional two terms. It's the first peaceful democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades. Edwina Jerome was a first-time voter.
I'm looking for a leader that is transparent, a leader that will seek the interests of the people, in that a leader that will improve the education system.
No clear winner expected to emerge from 20 candidates contesting the first round, a second round scheduled for November. This is VOA News. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has blamed U.S. Ambassador Robert Bass for the bilateral dispute involving a mutual suspension of visa services in the wake of the arrest of two Turkish U.S. consulate employees with alleged ties to last year's failed coup. Mr. Erdogan said if Bass acted alone, he should no longer be posted to Ankara. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert defended the ambassador, saying he had the full backing of the U.S. government, and expressed puzzlement at Turkey's actions.
We have not seen any evidence that indicates that our staff members were involved with what the government is accusing them of doing. I just want to make that clear.
The dispute comes as the NATO allies are at odds over the fate of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, currently in the U.S., amid Turkish demands he be extradited for allegedly orchestrating the failed coup. President Donald Trump is expected to make his decision public this week on Iran policy, including whether to decertify Iran's compliance with the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The president's reached a decision on a overall Iran strategy and wants to make sure that we have a broad policy to deal with that, not just one part of it, as I said last week, to deal with all of the problems of Iran being a bad actor. Beyond that, I don't have anything to add.
Mr. Trump may also announce whether he considers the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. The UN Security Council has endorsed an action plan to break the political stalemate in Libya. The council gave its unanimous backing to the proposal by UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame for a Libyan-led transition process. He's called for presidential and parliamentary elections by next July. On the eve of a fourth round of talks on renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, U.S. and Mexican business leaders warned the talks could collapse because of demands by the Trump administration. The head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce warned against what he called poison pill proposals, including tightening rules of origin, scrapping a dispute resolution mechanism, and a sunset clause requiring treaty renewal every 5 years. The International Monetary Fund Tuesday upgraded its global economic growth forecast for this year to 3.6% and to 3.7% next year. In New York, the benchmark Dow Jones Average Index reached another record high close Tuesday after global chain Walmart forecast a spike in online sales, the Dow closing at 22,830. Syrians, reeling under more than 6 years of war, expressed widespread disappointment Tuesday as their hopes to qualify for the country's first-ever World Cup were dashed in an extra-time loss to Australia 2-1. Meanwhile, the U.S. was also eliminated from World Cup competition with loss to Trinidad 2-1. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, yeah. Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across this great African continent will come knocking on your door, so I want you to relax, because today again I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on this great show, I'll be featuring as my special guest today, Hannah Mariama Williams from Sierra Leone, an African gospel musical recording artist. And she's going to be live right here. So don't go away, just stay around, because she's got some very beautiful songs for you. But let's start off the ball rolling today with music from Zambia, So Much More by Maki Tu. And right after that, Conquer the World, the sound of Youssou N'Dour featuring Akon, all from Senegal. But So Much More right now with Maki Tu from Zambia.
Straight up the cast.
So much more, baby, so much more. You'll be my African baby, African beautiful lady. Through the rain and through the sunshine, you'll be the one I'm loving. You got it. Wendy, you never cease to impress me with the way you carry yourself. Love in the air now, no doubt. So I'm thinking of you, my darling. In this movie, you my starring. Ella, when you quit some of me, Dion said. Send that love, we and Dion say. You the one I be waking for. All my life, you the one I be waiting for. All the girls that were there before. The team were killing, sure, and they what you for. Cause I found the one, she's second to none. Heart is as warm as the sun. She's so much more. Sunshine. She couldn't have come at a better time. Oh, you don't want a co-sign? Leave us alone if you don't mind.
Here we go again. Chipalile kwa tami love again. I'll never be the same. Wanna hear where I am going insane.
Hello, baby, when we are together, the world is just so much better. With or without all the cheddar, you got me regardless the weather. Remember and never forget the things I was said, the promises made. And you know you can trust me. The things that you see, that's nothing. There's so much more.
Kutika
Valeti la tari na chite. Valeti la tari na sipe. What you want me to say? It's a brand new day. So we're kicking and feeling cheduje. I lost my voice. I think I need a search party to find it. Kutika, I have no choice. I'm thinking it's cause of your love. When you charm, I am blinded. But together we face our fears. Together we dry our tears. Together we stand strong. And I want you to know, it's always together. Sutanala,
Conquer the World by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal featuring Akon, also of Senegal. And right before that, So Much More by Maki Tu of Zambia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Heer in Washington. Remember to join me and my guest later on, Hannah Mariam Williams from Sierra Leone, who will be right here to talk to you. I'll be right back.
Hello, hello, everybody. My name's Gwendolyn Fungu, all the way from Cameroon. I'm just so excited to be here. You on the African Beats on Voice of America with David Fendi. Hey, what you doing? You should be listening to this show, all right?
Welcome back. And if you're just joining me, I want to say this is your show, the African Beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Made in Cameroon is my next track, and this is done for us by Coco Agente. And right after that, Walk Up My Body by DJ Rocky, featuring CK Bucho and the great Sheba. All coming to you. But right now, let's move it on up with Made in Cameroon by Cameroonian-born Coco Agente.
Chantou, les hanches de Béance, le coup de rein de Shakira, mais il y a un dé, mais il y a là, mais il y a pas même là.
Pilote,
je vais te piloter. Oh,
sexy bumper, whiny. Loving the way I groove and whiny.
Beautiful Beats, DJ Rocky and Shiva, also CK and Butcho, all coming to you live from the station that rules, the Voice of America Radio. And right before that, Made in Cameroon by Coco Agenti from Cameroon. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back. This is your show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Well, if you're just joining me, it's a very special welcome. And I take you now to Nigeria with Wiz Boy in Bubble. This is a beautiful beat. Let's bubble right now with Wiz Boy from Niger.
Confirm. Can you confirm? Wiz Boy. Uh-huh. Oh, me life. Me and her go fi steady complain for me life. Now we ballin' every night and day. Oh, me life. Cause you know go fi steady complain for this life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We the bubble.
We the bubble.
Back in the days with some people, we tried to the bubble, yo.
Bubble,
yo. Nobody fi stop me, shine on the bus, yo, bubble.
Yeah, bubble.
Nowadays I just live like a king, and my life with a sweet life, so
bubble.
Only my daughter. They bust up the place with them people, they dance. And now they see them haters, cause them go know the truth, but them go still pretend. Mama, she will pay you. The things that we they do, find a juicy they do. My baby say, nobody go do her like I do. You ain't talking money, one day in a court. I put the money, I'm a chair and a pool. I lie, I will never hustle till infinity. Yeah. Life will not vanity. Yeah. One day if I put in a mirror, we about to go, we are bullies out. Hustle, baby. One day.
the bubble, yo.
Bubble,
nobody can stop me, shine on the bus, yo, bubble. Nowadays I live like a king, got my life in the street by
Zobo.
Only my daughter,
feeling the boy now I don't hammer. One neck alone with Gaka. Life will go easy, rara.
Kilimanjaro. Brother, we going higher. Yes. Summer soldier. Storm is over. I'm with Bangulio. Kunala, Baba, Kubego. Amijo. Nakani, Fadigo. Guantanamera. Maya, come make me go check the dollar. With the bubble.
With the bubble.
There's some people who try to the bubble, yo. Nobody can stop me, shine on the bus, yo, bubble. Nowadays I don't live like a king, got my life in the street by
Zobo.
Only my daughter.
Doing the bubble. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. And when I come back, my guest, Hannah Mariama Williams, will be right here. And it's gonna be hot.
The oceans, if I believe, oh, I can make it. If I try and believe in myself, I can do it. Yes, I can. I'll cross the oceans if I believe. I'm make it if I try and believe in myself.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Hello again and welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'm David Vandy and I told you earlier when I started my show that my guest today is going to be Hannah Mariama Williams, and she's from Sierra Leone. She's an African gospel recording artist and, you know, she has been in the field for a very long time. And so she happened to be in the Washington, D.C. area and I said, you know what? You cannot leave. You have to be part of the African Beat today. And so welcome to the African Beat, Mariama.
Thank you, Mr. Vandy.
Well, you are Mariama, Hannah, Williams. Yes. Which one would you prefer, Mariama or Hannah?
Hannah.
Hannah, good. Yes. All right. Well, it's so good having you here. I know it's been a while, and I really wanted you on the show. And today I'm excited that you're here. So what are you doing in the USA?
Well, I came for evangelism. I'm just coming from Texas doing church planting mission, you know, and I'm working also with Daystar Adopt a Village.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, and so today you are here and, you know, I want to take you back to your musical career. I know you've started doing African gospel music for a very long time. How did you get into it? When did it all start for you?
Well, I started my music way back 1985. I was attending Evangel Assemblies of God Church at Morrytown,
in Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a time I have a pastor called Pastor J. O. King, and then we have Talent Night. And in that Talent Night, he said, Anna, at that time they used to call me Mariama. Mariama, you can do it. I see something inside you. I said, well. I said, look at me. What did I even know? You know, he said, go. You'll be part of this talent show. And you can't believe I came first position
and
in
you
that
won it.
Talent show. And from then, Pastor King told me that, bow down, my daughter. I want to bless you. You will move the world. And this is how I started. Even though I don't know how to sing then properly, putting tunes together, but there was this zeal and zest moving me. Despite coming out from a Muslim background, you know, it was so difficult for me and my parents. But I said, God, this is the heartbeat. It's so beating in me that I should follow this dream. And this is how I just get into it.
And so let's look back a little bit. We will say that when it comes to singing like gospel music or African gospel music at that time in Sierra Leone, you were the first female singer to actually come out.
Yes, to come out recording gospel female artists.
In Sierra Leone.
First recording gospel female artists in Sierra Leone.
Wow. And you know, today when we talk to many of the young stars coming up, some of them give you a lot of credit. Because some of them passed through you, some of them were inspired by you. How do you feel? How does that make you feel?
Well, I feel good because there is a price that you need to pay so that things will work the way they should. And it was not really easy when I started. There is a lot of critics. And people say, oh, with this kind of voice you have, you are going to sing gospel. You don't want to make it in life. I said, this is what I want to do. And this is God's heartbeat for me. And I'm going to follow that dream.
And you've been singing ever since. You've never stopped.
I've never stopped.
All right. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington, D.C., right from this great heart. And my guest today is our dear sister, Hannah Mariama Williams from Sierra Leone. And she's going to be performing some beautiful songs for us. And the first song we're going to ask her about is Pewa Launga. It's a new song, right?
Yes, but it's remix of my first album.
Of your first album. And
Joy
this
Fude.
One is taken from the best of Hannah Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. Pewa Launga. I know I know what that means because I am from the same tribe as you, the Mende tribe. Okay, but people want to know exactly why did you title the song that way? Pewa Launga, a big door, big house have been open to you.
Yeah. The big house of the Lord is open unto you. So I'm calling on people that they should not relent and come to this big house. There is a package waiting for them. A lot of blessing from the Lord is waiting for them. If only they hearken to that voice that the big house is open, where God himself is there to smile on them.
And so Pewa Launga is the tune that our sister Hannah Marma Williams is going to perform right here in this studio, Studio 4, at the Voice of America for you. So let's go over to Mariama right now in this beautiful tune, Pewa Launga.
Pewa Launga.
beautiful. That was just lovely. I love the beat and I love the way you're singing. And your moves, girl, you've got some moves.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. What are you involved in back home? What and what do you do apart from singing?
Well, I'm a fashion designer.
Oh, my God. You design dresses?
Yes. All the dresses you see me wearing, I design it. And also, I'm a caterer. You know, so.
My goodness. What there is this saying? We say jack of all trade. Is it? And at the end, they would say the master of none. But yeah. You seem to be the master of all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about the fashion designing. How did you come into that?
Well, I've been in fashion for the past 20 years. It's just that people know me for music because my father, he was a dressmaker.
Okay.
Somebody, and he has a very good big shop, and he used to sew for most of these Lebanese people, and I just fall in love with it. I remember vividly when I used to come from school, I would just get into his shop, and you see all those that are working with him. Oh, this girl has come again in our language. I said, this is my father's shop. I'm going to possess. I have to be there. And you can't believe it's five of us in our family, my siblings and I, and then most of them cannot even get that vision of sewing. And I said, look, this work, I just love it. I want to do it.
This is what my father does, and
yes,
I'm going
to
do
it.
Yes,
so I want to keep it. And you
can
believe
it. Want to keep that legacy alive.
Yeah. And so in my family, you find out that I'm the only one that can sew.
That took after your dad?
Yes. Even my brothers, I have three brothers, none of them is today. They say, wow. They used to call me Mama. Mama, wow, we admire you so much.
So do they bring their clothes to you for sewing?
Yes,
Do you charge them?
Yeah, they have to pay me because that's my job.
Because they have the same opportunity as you.
Yes, because I believe that when your parents has a gift, for that gift to pass to you, it's very simple. It's just for you to go there and grab it. And that's what I did.
And they refused to do that. And
yes,
you looked
and
at it, you saw the opportunity, and you grabbed it.
Yeah.
And you say you are a caterer too.
Yes.
And you cater for those big businesses.
I cater for weddings. I do all decorations.
Let's put it simply that you are a very good cook.
Very, very, very good cook. That's one I can say it.
I'm licking my mouth.
You just call on me.
Just call.
I will make a perfect dish for you.
Oh, my goodness. All right. She will make a perfect dish for you. Okay, you've just heard about the other side of our sister Mariama, Hannah. She said I should say Hannah. Yeah, our sister Hannah Mariama Williams. I love calling the full name.
Oh, that's
Hannah
great.
Mariama Williams. I love it. So we're going to go to our next track. The next song she's going to sing is called The African Woman. And, you know, I was listening to this song. I was touched by it. To be honest, I only got to hear that song when you gave me the CD.
Wow.
I've never heard it. And I said, wow, this song is hard. It is touching. And so let's talk about the African woman. You know, all what you've said about yourself depicts an African woman. But, you know, this song just came to you. And you are singing it out for every African woman out there.
Yeah, especially when I was in Guinea, I used to train young girls. And most of them are...
You were in Guinea. How did you get to Guinea?
Well, during the war, I went to Guinea.
You went there as a refugee?
Yes.
You were displaced too?
Yes, and I refused to be a displaced because I have something inside me. And I went to the place where they call Bellevue. Mm-hmm. And I used to visit different places, different churches, bringing women together so that they will not just be misused by any other man and give them just small cash. I provoke them to have something inside them by learning trade, learning how to make the small, small dresses, bedspread. And I am the one who design the bedspread. You see the love bedspread?
With the heart.
With the heart.
With the heart design.
Yes, I designed that one. And today you go to Conakry, you see, and people bravo with that. And I want to give God the praise.
So that's where you got this inspiration for this particular song, The African Woman.
The African Woman. That, wow, this African woman, people need to come out. It's not just giving birth. It's not just being at the back of the kitchen cooking. It's not just giving breastfeeding, staying in the house. You can do what the men can do. Woman, come out. So I gave myself up. And I was doing little things with my money, and I decided to train those women. Wow. And today, I give God the praise for those women. Many of them are out there doing something.
Doing something.
And so,
and you know, I love it when you say, in as much as during the war, you were displaced from your country and you went into Guinea, you refused to be displaced.
Yes.
You refused to be a refugee.
Yeah, I came
You
out.
Made yourself useful.
Yes.
And become somebody, and you decided to help the other women in there. All right, that's such a powerful message. If you're out there, you're listening, my guest today is our dear sister, Hannah Mariama Williams. And so let's enjoy this track now. It is called The African Woman. Don't just dance to it. I want you to listen to the lyrics of this song because it is powerful. The African Woman is our next track.
African Woman.
Beautiful. What a song, man. What a song. Make sure you get a copy of this. Make sure you get a copy because this is going to go places. Before I get to the next track, Hannah, people that are listening to you or watching you right now will want to say, man, this song is good. The album is good, but how can we get it? How can people reach you? Because people from all over the world are going to be hearing you. They're going to be seeing your songs. And these days, the internet is very important. So how can people get your songs?
Well, I have some of my songs on YouTube. You just type Hannah Williams, Sierra Leone. then you can get some of my song. Or
you have them on iTunes?
No.
Well, I think you should build that up. You should develop that to get your songs on iTunes so that people can buy it and you will benefit from them.
I think I will give you that project to do it for me.
All right. And then we have to involve King Milan in that. King Milan, we'll have to involve King Milan in that. All right. Yeah. So we are going to get there. We're going to get there. So you are here now and... I understand your son is also into music.
Wow.
And he's an engineer. Let's talk about him a little bit. What's his name again?
He's John Stevens.
John Stevens, yes. Yeah. I understand he's one of the best young engineers right now in the country.
They call him Chris Steve the Wonder. So that's his music name. And you can't believe some of the song, African Woman, and also... the song that I sang, Why You Like Me So, he's the one that played.
And that's going to be my next track. It's going to be my final. Because I decided to keep that song to be my last song for this show because it is my wife's favorite. Mary loves that song. She played it in the car until the CD got damaged and she still continued to play it. You know? And the kids were asking, Mommy, is this the only song you have?
This is great.
You know? Yeah. So we give kudos to John and, you know, people have been telling me about him. About the work that he does, and you know, we just encourage him to keep going. All right.
Amen.
So now let's come to my final song for today. And my final song is "Why You Like Me So." You know, why do you like me so? And it is a song, in as much as it's got a gospel flavor and a gospel background, but it is a song that will pass for any kind of crowd.
Yeah.
Because people just love the song. So tell me about this song. How did this song come about?
Well, this song is. There was a time sitting down, I was just reflecting of the goodness of God in my life and where God has taken me and where he has brought me today. So many trials, persecutions that have come my way. I say, wow, God, why do you really love me that I'm still alive with all this trauma in my life? You still keep me and I'm still moving on. I say, God, I was just sitting and I say, why you like me so? Why you like me so? Why you like me so, Daddy? Why you like me so? I don't know.
Wow.
And because I know most of my friend, my song, I will add the French flavor in it. So because of the
time you spent in Guinea until you were able to learn the French.
And when you get to Bellevue, you call Hannah Williams. Oh, wow.
Everybody knows Hannah
knows Hannah Williams. You know, I started the training of adult literacy in Guinea. And it was not really there. And I went for it. So for that, I won a lot of award in Guinea. I give God the praise for
it. All right. So finally, Hannah... I know you are an activist. You love to push women and young girls, you know. So what would be your final message? Because some of these young ladies out there, and even those that are older, will be watching or listening to you right now.
Yeah.
And they need some words of inspiration from you. What will you tell them? Especially those who are going to school or those who do not have the opportunity. You know, in other African countries, some of them are even going now as refugees. Some of them are displaced where there is war, where there is fighting going on. And your experience of not... of refusing to be displaced, refusing to be called a refugee, that you went into another man's land and you made it a home and you decided to help other people, what would be your message to them?
Well, my message, especially to young women coming up, I don't want you to look at your beauty, your facial beauty, but look at what is inside you. God made every being and put something mighty inside us. It's us to come out and show it to the world and say, no, I am not going to allow myself to stay where I am. Woman is a virtue. So don't look down on yourself that one man will come that, oh, I will give you everything that you want. Yes, maybe he will give you for that moment. But there is a time that he cannot give it to you if you have nothing inside you. But when you have something inside you, be a woman that are ready to push forth, to move forward, to make life and to challenge other life so that you can make it happen.
I guess that is well said. You have to push. You have to make. You have to believe in yourself. So go for it. And if you have the talent, don't hesitate. Speak it out. Just spit it out there and the world will be ready to accept you. So our dear sister, Hannah Mariama Williams, I want to thank you so very much for being our guest on The Great African Beat today. And I hope that anytime you are in the U.S. again, you will definitely come around here.
Wow, I'm excited. I just want to say thank you to VOA, Mr. David Bandy and the engineer at the back. I want to say thank you. I love you all. God bless you.
All right. And so right now, our sister is going to close with this track, my favorite track, and I'll dedicate it to my wife, Mary. She loves it very much. Yeah, she loves it. Why You Like Me So? Why Do You Like Me So? And that's a very special tune. Well, on behalf of my guest, Hannah Mariama Williams, my engineers, Gary and Nick, and of course, my technician on duty is Joe Gill, and the great King Milan from SLBC, who is my co-producer, I would say. He's always around. I am David Vandy here in Washington, and I will leave you now with this special track performed by our dear sister, Hannah Mariama Williams, and this is Why You Like Me So. Peace.